V'yim tachteo tamen ha-beheres. Mashma, when you first saw the beheres, the neg on your body, and tachas means that it still stays there. If the neg still stays in this place, does not go away, so you see, tachas means an extension. The kedusha is still staying here. The neg is still staying here. So therefore, tachas now mishnah could mean tamura. And also the Gemara says, the yachuli could also mean a lashon of an exchange. The pasuk says in Yeshayo, tachas ha-nechoshes avizov. Instead of the nechoshes, I'm taking away the nechoshes, and I'll bring gold instead. So you see, tachas is lashon of a chilu. The hilkach, therefore, is like this. The word could mean both, so it depends on what we're talking about. Hilkach. Ga be kotchim mizbeach. When we're talking about a regular korban kotchim mizbeach, the avdin and tamura, that there is a parash of tamura by a regular korban, lishna diatfusehu. If somebody says a behem is chulin, zu tachazu, you meant to say you want to be typhus. You want to extend the kedusha on the korban onto this chulin to make tamura here. But ga be kotchim betagabayis, we're talking about just kotchim betagabayis, lay of din and tamura. There's no way to extend the kedusha onto something else. By Bedek Abayis, there's no kedusha's tamura. If so, then when he says the word tachov, then we say lishn yachulei enichem atak lishn of achulein. He means to make mechalit to take off the kedusha there and put it onto here. So enichem, the word tachov could mean both things. It depends what parsha or what you're talking about. All right, yeah, we'll stop. Yeah, we're holding off Chav Zayin Yom Aleph. And we just got finished saying the answer that the word tachas can mean both things. Tachas could mean hatzfosa, a loshon tamura, and tachas could also mean a loshon chilul, you want to take off the gerusha. So the terrors here, that hilkach, what gabe, the second line, hilkach, gabe, kochim is beach, tiavdin in tamura, that if you say zu tachazu, you could take, you could be moisif kedusha, make it in tamura. We said lishna di atfusu, it means lashon of tamura. But gabi kotcher bedek abayis loy avdin in tamura, they cannot make tamura. So therefore we said lishna di achulihu, you mean to make a chilul to take the kedusha off the bedek abayis and to put it onto here. So therefore the word tachas could mean both. Talmud says, Amar Rava, Rava says, afilu b'kotcher mizbeach. There could even be a case by kotcher mizbeach also. We have a regular korban. Mishkachas lo lishna diachulihu. That still, when you say tachas, you mean to make a chilul to take off the gedusha, and you do not mean to make a tamura. What's the case? Kagoyin shahoya hegdish balmum. Let's say you have a korban. That's a balmum. So the pshat is first the korban had a gedusha saguf. Now became a balmum. So before you poider it, we had before alochom, that really you could make tamura, because it came from a kedusha zaguf. So Shalom, you say the word tachas now, what should this word tachas mean? Really, there are two things you could do now. You could still make tamura, but since it's a bal mum, you could also say it means a lashon chilul, that you want to remove the kedusha and be mechal it onto this other behemoth. So chur, the svar is, we say you mean a lashon of chilul, because I was soon saying Gemara svar later, that if a person could do something beheter, or do something bisa, bistami means beheter. That to make tamura, it's an aveiri, you get malchus for it. To say a lashon of chilul, that you're allowed to do. So since here the word tachas could apply both ways, most probably means a lashon chilul here. And therefore there's no aveira, it just means to take the kedusha off this balmum. Like Gemara soon says, Omer Rav Asher, Rashi says like this, afilu b'malmum, nami mishkachas no lishnim diachulei. Here Rashi says also, that even by a balmum, we could also find that the word tachas means a lishnim diachulei. O mishkachas lishnim datfusei, it could also mean lashon of atfosei, it could mean both lashonos, that we just said. Really, if you have a behemoth that was first a kedushas aguf, a korban oila, and then it became a balmum. So now that it's a balmum, if you have a behemoth chulin, you could do one of two things with it. Either since the ul oila is a balmum, you could be proud of it. So you could say, giving this behemoth chulin now for pidyon, or else you can make tamura. So if Rashi says, it depends what you're doing, really the word tachas could mean both ways. So by balmum, you could find lishna diachulei, that you mean just to redeem the balmum, and you're not doing an aveira. And also mishkachas lishna datfusei, could also mean lishna vatfosa, that you mean to make the chulin into tamura. What's the difference? Let's like this. Let's say yodei akodesh. Let's say you put your hands on the korban itself. Then chil hevi. Then we say lechura, what you meant to say, if he hands us on the korban and you say zu tacha zu, what you meant to say is to make it chulin. Because you wanted to make a chulnik alach a chilul here, that you want to take the gedusha off this behemoth hegdish, off this balmum, and make the other one instead of it. So it'll be okay. What's going to be yodda yachol? Let's say you put your hands on the behemoth chulin you have here, and you say now on this one zu tacha zu. So what you meant to say was kodesh avi. What you meant to say was you want this to have a kedusha. You don't care about the other one, the balmum. You don't mean to take the kedusha off that one, but you just mean to add kedusha on this one. That would mean a lashon of tamura. So it depends which way you put your hands on it, which one you have your hands on. What do you mean? Do you mean lashon chulin or do you mean a lashon of tamura? Boye abaye, abaye is a shah like this. What's going to be hoye lefonav shtei behemis? The verse has in front of him two animals to show kedush, two kabonis. Balas mum, both of these two kabonis became a bal mum. Ushtei behemish shachulin tmimus, and he has two animals in front of him that are chulin, but they're tmimus, they're complete. And the yomi says like this, haray elu tachas elu. He says these tmimus should be instead of the other ones. So now, ma'am, we have a shalom. What does he mean here? Again, since it's kodesh a bal mum, it could make tamura, and it could also make chilul. So what do you mean to say here? So it's like this, mi yamadu I say, liat fusei v'loki, that the person means to make tamura here. We said before, tachas could mean the lashon of tamura also. Now since these are tamimos here, maybe you meant to say you want these to become kodesh also. You want to make a tamura. And that's not very, you get malchus for it. Or dilma, maybe no. Kalhecha diika hetero, leishavakinish hetero v'yavari sura. Since it's possible to say the word tachas here would mean a lashon chilul, that you mean you want to just take off the kedusha off the balmum and put it onto these kabonis, which that's not a navera, so maybe that's the svara. Since the person could mean a heter, we always say he would not leave over that and do the issa. There's a svara to say he meant the lashon chilul. Lahura, that was the svara we had before in the beginning of the Gemara, that was Rav's svara. That where it could means both, mistam it means the heter. Now, v'yim timson, if you want to tell me that this svara is true, that kolhecha diyika heteru, whenever it's possible to do something that's mutter, it's heter. A person doesn't leave that over and do the issa. What's going to be like this? What's going to be? Hoye lefonav shtei behemish or kodesh. Person has in front of him two behemis of kodesh. He had two behemis of korbanos. V'yachas mi'en balas mum, and just one of them was a balmum, and one of them was a tamima. Ushtei behemish shachun. He has now two behemis kulun in front of him. Again, also v'yachas mi'en balas mum. So now, v'yaman, the person says like this, haray elu tachas elu. These two chulin should be tachas, the two behemoths of kachim. So ma, what's the locker over here? Mi yama, do I say like this, that t'mimo tachas t'mimo, that you want to say the behemoth chulin of t'mimo should be instead of the behemoth t'mimo, which there you could only make t'mura. The behemoth korban, that's a tam, you can't be poiderit. So since the korban is a t'mimo, Pshita, when you say tachas, you mean to make tamura. So latfusei. You meant to say what rimatris. Miyamim tmima tachas tmima, and latfusei. And also balas mum tachas balmum liyachulei. That would be one svara. That the mice you meant one on one. So the behema that's kachin, that's a tam, for sure you mean to make tamura. The question is, the other behema, that's a balmum, do we say you mean only to make a chilul that's mutter? Or do we maybe know here it's worse? Maybe tmima dechulin tachas balmum de hegdish. The behema tmima dechul, you mean to say tachas the behema of hegdish, which you mean to say of tamura. And balasmum dechulin tachas tmimas de hegdish, you mean to say. For tavayoloki, like maybe you mean both of them to come tamura. And the svar would be here is that since Lamaisa, one of them for sure is a Navera, so since you're doing a Navera already, maybe you need to make both of them into Tamura. Before, the svar was when you're only doing one way, and we don't know if you meant Heter or Issa, so for sure you meant Heter. But here, since you're doing both of them, and one for sure is Issa, so since we see you don't care about making Tamura, maybe the other one is also Tamura. Or maybe no, one yes and one not. Now further, V'yim timslaima, if you want to tell me, v'yim timslaima, that kol heicha diyika hetera, lo yavad yisura v'lachulayhu v'lelokim, even in this case we have two in front of you. even though one of them for sure is Temura. But since the second one, where the korban was a Baal Mum, you could mean Tachas just to make a Chilul, to take off the Kedushin of Smuta, and if that's what you mean. You mean to do the Heter Tekuah, and you won't get the second Malkus for the Baal Mum. But what's going to be like this? Hoy lefon of Sholosh Beinus, let's say you have three Beinus in front of you, Shel Kodesh, three Karbonis. The Yachas Mien Baalas Mum. One of the three is a Baal Mum, and two of them are not. So the two that are not Baal Mum, for sure you mean to make Temura. Just the third one's a Suffolk. And also, Visholish Beimish of Chulin. You have three Beimish in front of you of Chulin. Tamimus, all three are Tamimus. The Yom, and he says, Loshin of Reino Tachas Eilu, these three instead of those three. What's the Lachi? And me, I'm going to do, I say, me the Tamimus, Tachas Tamimus. Liatfusai, these two Karbonis that are Tamimus. For sure, when you say that the Chulin dik Tamimus should be Tachas them, it could only mean Temura. Because you can't take off the Gedusha off a Tam, a Korban at a Tam. So since two out of the three, you mean to make Temura, so as far would be, Temimus Nami Takas Balas Mum is also Latfusei. Kind of like it's Bottle Barave-like. Since you have Rove with them, it's Temura, so the third one also makes Temura. It's like Bottle Barave. Or then we maybe know still the Smur is Hokinami, that Kolhecho Diika Teira. Since it's possible, just for this third one, the Korban that's a Balas Mum, it's possible to say that when you're saying Tachazu, you mean to take the Kedusha off it to be Mechalal the Kedusha. Since it's possible, again, the Svar would be, Le'ovid Yisura, Diyontu Yisura, Fihi Bas Raisa Lechule Heve, that the third one, you mean just to be Mechalal to take the Kedusha off the Balas Mum, and put this one instead, it would not be an Avera. So that's the Shaila, since two is Issa, maybe Roiv is Issa, the third one is Bottle to it, also you mean it? Or maybe still you can make a difference. And the last shaila is the yim tim study for you if you want to tell me hochinam even though two was the issa, but still kivon the akati garva lo yischazik bisura, since he did not do it three times yet, he only did it two times, it's not called the chazaka, it's only rove times, still I'd say maybe that lo shove kater of yavri sura does not leave all the heter and do the issa, since lemaiste didn't do it yet three times, it's not a muchzak to do the aver of tamura. But what's going to be like this though? Boy Ravashi, Vashi has a shot like this, what's going to be? Ho you lefon of Arba Behemoth, Shokodesh. This person has in front of him four Karbonis here. The Yachas Mem Balas Mum, just one of them, just the fourth one is a Baal Mum. And then he has the Arba Behemoth Shokhulet. And the Yom of the person says, Elu Tachas Elu, these four are Tachas the other four. So now, what's the Locha here? Ho Chavadi, one Svar is for sure over here. Kivon the Ischaz the Gavri Bisurei, since this person, the three of them, are Karbonis that are Tamimois, for sure needs to make Temura. It's like he's doing the Avera of Temura three times already. It's like a Chazok already. But since this person is Ischaz to do the Isra of Temura, Loki Biabo Malkis, he'll get four Malkis in. It's like for sure the fourth one also be meant to make Temura already. Or Duma maybe knows, still we can have the Svara. To say that Afagav Yischazik Bisura, even though the person did the Avera three times already, these three Karbonis that are Tamimois, when he's saying by the Behemoth Chulin, Zu Tachazu, he means for sure Temura, but still by the fourth one, since there the Korban is the Baal Mum, it's possible you mean to make a Lashon of Chilul, yes, still would say, Loishavik Inish, that their person does not leave over the fourth one that could be done to Heter, the Yavri Surah, and do it the Yisura. Maybe he doesn't do that. He doesn't do the Issa. Febi Basrai Salachulai and Heve. And therefore the last one should only be Lashon of Chilul. So take, Nechnami. That's a take. The last Shal is a take. When he has four of them and three of them is Temura, do I say the story is a Schazik be Issa? Or maybe still no, he's not a Schazik, and the fourth one is Lehetera. Then it says the Mishnah, what's going to be Imhoisa Hegdish Balmum Yotz L'chulun. The end of the Mishnah says, what's going to be if the Hegdish itself was the Baal Mum, and you take a Behemoth Chulin and you say Zu Tacha Zu? So the Mishnah says it's Yos L'Chulin. In other words, what you meant to do was to make a Chilul here. You meant to say to the Baal Mum, your Kedusha should go off, and the Behemoth Chulin comes instead. And the Mishnah says, though, with Sarach Lassus Damim, that let's say the Korban was worth $100, and this Behemoth Chulin here is only worth $50, so it's not really good, the pidyon, because you didn't pay $100. So you still have to pay another $50 to add up to exactly how much the Hegdish was worth. So Gemara says it's a machlokes. Omer Rabbi Yechon says that Yotzel L'chulin Devar Torah. that midiraisa, even though this chulun is only worth $50 and the korban is worth $100, so what? Midiraisa is called a good chilul. It could be mechal the hegdish, and the kedusha goes off the korban onto this famous chulun midiraisa. Now that the Mishnah says, but sorry, last is done, he still has to pay the extra $50. That's only midirayim. Midirabbanan, the rabbanan of the gadin, it's not nice for hegdish to lose out. So midirabbanan, we tell you, you still pay the extra money to hegdish. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. However, Rash Lakasham, Rash Lakasham says no. Rash Lakasham, Omar, Af Tzorich, Lath is Domim Devatar. He says no. Rash Lakasham says, Midirais, it's not called a good pigeon. You can't be Mechal this carbon if you don't put Chulin the same value. So if it's only worth $50, the pigeon is not Chal until you add another $50. So where says, let's say, the Maya skin, what are we talking about the Mishnah? What's the Yotis Machlodis of Yotis Lakash? In name, if you want to tell me, I know. We only jipped Hegdish 1/6. That you pay the 6th less than you're supposed to. That this Behemoth's Chulin is worth only 1/6 less than the Behemoth's Hegdish. For the Gemara, Boho, name of this, you want to tell me Rish Lakish, Atzor, Lassus, Dom, and Dvatero, is it possible to say that Rish Lakish would hold that there's an Isser Oinoah by Hegdish, that if you jip Hegdish 1/6, that the Dinish would have to pay it back? Is that true? That's by regular person, it's true. By a Hegit, is that way. If you jip somebody 1/6, that's called Oinoah, that the Mechir is Chal, just you have to pay back the 6th. So Moria says, the possible Shlokesh holds like this, Behegdish also. The Yotanan, we learn the Gemara in the Mishnah in Bab Metzira, it says, Eilu Dvorm Shein Lehem Oinoah, these are the things that do not have the Yisr Oinoah upon it. And it says clearly, Hu Avodim, V'yashtoris, V'yakakois, V'yahegdeshois. Yisr says clearly, Behegdish, there's no Yisr Oinoah. Meaning to say, even if you jip Hegdish 1/6, you do not have to pay the money back. It's not like regular Hegit. So how could Rish Lakish say here in our Mishnah, means midiraisa on the din Oinoah? There it's a Mishnah that says there's no din Oinoah by Hegdish. So Mura says, Elo abito mekach. Maybe the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is where you jipped Hegdish more than a 6th. So then the locha by regular person is, if you jip him more than a 6th, then the bit of the mekach is bottled. The mechir is bottled, it's like a mekach toys. Not only do you have to pay back the money, but the whole mechir is bottled. Maybe that's where it's a machlokes of the Hegdish. Where you jipped Hegdish more than a 6th. So that Mishnah the Rambam Metzia only means when you jipped exactly a 6th. But if you jipped them more than a 6th, then Mishloka says, Midiraisa, the Mechir is bottle. And the pigeon won't be chal unless you add the money Midiraisa. So where's Ela Abitul Mekach? So where says, if so, Piho, if that's the Pshat the machlokes, Piho, name Rabbi Yochanan, Tzorach Lassa Dom Midirayim, is it true that Rabbi Yochanan says, even when you jip Hegdish more than a 6th, like there's no bitul nekach midiraisa, and you're telling me now midiraisa it's a good chilul. It's only with the rabbanim you have to pay back the money. Is that true? I'll prove to you not that way. That goof is a machlekes. Mor says, I go Amar, Rabbi Yemi says that al kakoyis.